Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Well, Levi, it's been just a little bit since we've had you here on the Well One Connection podcast. Thanks for joining me again today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, strange question. Going to start out with a one to stump you a little bit here. You're a Dolphins fan. It's a good thing for you this year.
Having fun, yep. So, it's been a long time since it's been a fun time to be a Dolphins fan, but it's a fun time to be a Dolphins fan.
Right? You've earned that, yeah, right?
For sure.
It's never been fun to be a Vikings fan, but I still keep going. It's kind of probably a lot of guys' favorite time of year, right? There's baseball happening. There's footballs happening. It's just a lot going on in the
NBA's,
sports world.
NBA opens this week. So yeah, it's a good time to be a guy.
Right. So we've spent the last month talking about women's health with breast cancer awareness events at the foundation and have had an excellent turnout for that, a great showing in our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've gotten a lot of support, had a lot of fun at a lot of events. So it's been great.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of turn the page to focusing on guys here, all the sports happening. You probably know some sports stats, right, about your Dolphins team?
Well, yeah, you know, the one that jumps out to me right now, Tyreek Hill, best receiver in the NFL. He's got 902 yards through seven games. So that would put him on pace for almost 2,200 yards, which would be an all-time NFL record. It would be... I think he'll break the record in 16 games if he can stay healthy. So it's been incredible. So that would be my favorite stat right
that's
now.
Your stat of the moment. Yep, I like it. So I asked you that. You know that?
Oh boy. You know, I don't. I
think. Do you happen to know what your blood pressure was last time you had it checked?
You know, I don't remember what it was. They told me it was good, but I don't necessarily know the exact number.
Right. I mean, I'm obviously a woman and I don't know what mine was either. But kind of our point here with the men's health education and awareness here in November, it's Men's Health Awareness Month. You know, all the sports stats. Do you know your own stats? And so we're teaming up with you, HRMC, teaming up with the foundation to promote men's health here this month, all year round. But we're focused on it this month in promoting men's health. What do we have going on? What's the new exciting thing here at the foundation and HRMC that we're doing for men's health?
Well, you know, the big month long thing is we are going to do No Shave November. I'm sure probably everybody's heard of that. It's something that's been around for a number of years. And I think different organizations have participated in it on a smaller scale, but we want to get the whole community involved. So we are inviting men out there in the community to take a break from shaving. If you already got a beard, take a break from trimming and just let it get a little bushy. So we're inviting you to do that. Take pictures, post them on social media, and tag HRMC and with hashtag No Shave November. And we just want to show, you know, get awareness out there on promoting men's health and get as many people participating as we can.
Yeah. So part of that and getting them to participate, you know, I mean, I think it raises a lot of conversation, right? Maybe I've seen the same person at a business that I frequent and it kind of makes me go, okay, hey, Levi, usually you're pretty clean shaven. What's going on? It allows us to talk about men's health, right?
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Gives you the opportunity to say, hey, here's the reason behind this. Here's some resources if you'd like to learn more, or if you want to get a hold of HRMC or the Physicians Clinic to get in and get your physical and find out your stats.
So there's a myriad of tests and things we should know about our health, but when we talk about the basics, right, of knowing those stats, what are some of those key stats that as a guy or really anybody out there listening should probably know about yourself?
Well, yeah. Typically, when you get a screening at your physical or at the hospital, they're going to be looking at your cholesterol. They're going to be looking at your BMI. They're going to look at your blood pressure. And then, once you hit age 40, they're going to be looking at your PSA number as well. And that PSA is prostate specific antigen, and it's kind of a number that is a number for prostate health that can be, not always, but it can be an indicator of prostate cancer. So, once you hit age 40, it can be a good idea to be screened for that as well. So you kind of have an idea what your baseline is, and if you do that on a regular basis, it can be an early indication of issues there, which is always important when we're talking cancer.
Right, absolutely. So just kind of knowing those stats and having that in your awareness so that if there is something that's changed, you're already aware of that change and knowing what your baseline is. So we're encouraging men this month, make that appointment, get out, go get that physical, and share that with others. And we don't talk about men's health a lot. I feel like women are probably more apt to talk about their health. So we have an opportunity to have a little fun. Celebrate the beards that are growing this month with No Shave November and enjoy some football. Tell us about that event that we're planning to do here.
Yeah, so we want to cap off our No Shave November and Men's Health Month with a little gathering, an FCS playoff watch party on December 2nd at Big D's. So time is TBD, but SDSU, we're expecting to have a first round bye. So that'll be their first playoff game. And fingers crossed, USD wins their first week, and they'll be playing that day as well. So we're going to kind of take a look at the schedule once it comes out and do a watch party for one or both of those games at Big D's. We will have HRMC employees there doing some of those health screenings that we talked about. So you have the opportunity to do that at no cost to you as the patient, and we'll have some prizes. We're going to have photos and hopefully as many of our beards as we have in attendance, and do a best beard prize as well. So we'll have some different things to make it a fun day, and come out and watch our couple of our local squads hopefully advance to the next round in the FCS playoffs. So
Great. That sounds like a great time for guys to get together, talk about the health a little bit and enjoy some sports. I have a question. Are you going to be in the best beard competition?
I probably will. I always have a beard, so I'll abstain from trimming. But I just from my history of growing my beard, I don't think I'll be. Even if I'm in the best beard competition, I'm not really going to be in the best beard competition. So, but I'll be there.
Be participating
Yeah,
anyway.
yeah.
Great. So the foundation has a mission, obviously, to support health and health education in our community. So this is part of it. Part of the thoughts surrounding the No Shave November is you might save a few bucks, right, by not shaving for the month.
Yep. Absolutely. Save a little money on razors and shaving cream. And we would encourage anybody that wants to participate in No Shave November to donate the funds saved. And if you want to tack on any extra, we would appreciate that as well. And those funds will go to the Bob Meyer Fund, which is a fund that was created in memory of longtime Huron resident Bob Meyer. Who died of prostate cancer. Bob's son Tom kind of works with us on that fund, and it's specifically for men's health. And so it's for these type of programs, going out, raising awareness, and providing these kind of screenings for men who maybe can't afford it, or who wouldn't otherwise do it. So it's a great fund here at the foundation. We'd appreciate any contributions anybody would want to make. I do think with those that are involved and are interested, we're going to have some kind of table tents that they can put on their desk, or some little badges they can wear out in public that kind of, if they want, that explain why they're wearing the beard and what it goes to, and how people can participate and contribute. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of excited to get this rolling here. So again, if anybody wants to participate, how should they go about doing that? Should they, if they have questions, they can give you a call.
They can call me at 353-6319. That's my direct line here at the foundation. They can email foundation@huronregional.org. Or like I said, if you're on board and you just want to do it, take a before picture, tag HRMC Facebook, Instagram, with the hashtag No Shave November, and we'll reach out to you and get you all the details. So.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. And again, if anybody's listening and they can't participate in this for one reason or another, but maybe they want to make that appointment, always can call the HRMC Physicians Clinic to set up an appointment for a regular health physical. That number is 605-353-7660. Or head out to HRMCphysiciansclinic.org and you can request an appointment online. Thanks, Levi, for visiting with me today and looking forward to see all the beards this month.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me. Go Dolphins.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.